Saviano Abreu is spokesperson for the UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Khartoum says, more than 20,000 houses were destroyed and another 20,000 were damaged by floods in Sudan.
So far here in Sudan, we have around 250,000 people affected by the floods. That started more or less in mid-July, but intensified by the end of the month. So now during the month of August is the month that we saw more part of the rain. So it's concentrated in a short period of time.
Some 2,000 water sources are now contaminated or non-functional, according to Abreu, which has deprived citizens of access to clean water in the middle of the COVID-19 pandemic. While the entire country is affected by floods caused by weeks of heavy rains, Abreu says, some states are harder hit than others.
The Sennar, for example, it's around 42,000 people. But the same situation we have in Gazira, East Darfur, Kassala, South Darfur. So it's around the whole country. And the problem that we have, it's not going to stop.
Heavy rain is in the forecast for the coming weeks. The flooding has exacerbated an already bad humanitarian situation in Sudan. Last month, international humanitarian partners released Sudan's Integrated Food Security Phase Classification, or IPC, report, which said close to 10 million Sudanese face acute food insecurity due to a number of factors including conflict, high inflation, and COVID-19. Fortunately, says Abreu, emergency supplies were pre-positioned before the heavy rains came.
And you prepared and you had the supplies and the capacity to respond to 250, exactly the number that we have now, 250,000 people affected. The problem that we have is that now, at the middle of the month, we already reached our capacity to respond.
The UN and its partners say they need more than $1.5 billion to provide critical aid in Sudan this year.
This appeal of $1.6 billion is to assist and to save lives of 9.3 million people in the country that requires humanitarian assistance during these years. It's not only for floods, but it's for the overall situation in the country.
The UN has received about 40% of its appeal so far. Abreu says the appeal will cover funding for the recent floods, COVID-19, an outbreak of diseases that usually follow the rainy season, and shelter for people in Darfur and other areas who are displaced because of violence. For VOA News, I'm Nabil Biagio in Washington.